This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Comedy Week continues with Larry David. He and Jerry Seinfeld co-created the sitcom Seinfeld. David also served as executive producer and head writer. He left the series about a year ago. Larry David got his start doing stand-up and briefly wrote for Saturday Night Live. You'd think that the TV show Seinfeld came directly from Jerry Seinfeld's life, but in 1992, I asked if the stories really came from Larry David's life.
I would say for the most part, probably that's true, yes.
Is there a character that you feel is closest to you?
Well, George is pretty much based on me.
Describe the character for our listeners who haven't
seen
the show.
Except I'm a lot sicker than George is.
More neurotic? Wow.
Yes. I would love to have George's life. Describe George's character?
Yeah.
Well, he's just a person who has difficulty in getting up in the morning and putting his clothes on. And starting from there, everything else is a problem for him, particularly women.
Yes, this
having
is
a relation.
This is the kind of guy who, when he finally gets to go home with a woman who he's really interested in, he finds out that the bathroom's right next to the bedroom, and he has a nervous stomach, and the whole thing is horribly embarrassing, so he has to leave.
So he leaves, exactly, yeah.
Did this come out of your life?
I have to say, yes, it did come out of my life. And I did leave, yeah. But I managed to patch things up with her the next day.
You explain?
I never really got into detail about it, no, but things I did patch things up.
Now, Jerry Seinfeld seems pretty unneurotic for a comic.
Yes, that's true. That's true. He's an anomaly. Seinfeld is. And I don't know how he got that way. I would switch places with him in a second.
But he wouldn't, right? That's what's holding the switch up.
No, he wouldn't. Yeah.
So how do you and Jerry Seinfeld know each other?
We know each other from doing stand-up. Jerry and I met probably around 1976 or 77 in one of the clubs. And we became very good acquaintances.
How did you get hooked up doing the show together?
Well, Jerry approached me in a nightclub in one of the comedy clubs in New York and told me that NBC was interested in doing a show with him, not necessarily a show, actually, a special. And we went to a coffee, we had a cup of coffee and talked about a couple of things and came up with this idea.
What was the idea as you originally described it to the network?
The idea was that it was an idea for the special, which would be a 90-minute special. A few years ago, once a month, when Saturday Night Live wasn't on, they were doing 90-minute shows. I think they're doing wrestling or something. And they wanted Seinfeld to do one of those Saturday nights for 90 minutes. And we came up with the idea that he would be going on The Tonight Show. His manager books him on The Tonight Show, and the show would be in a couple of weeks. And he doesn't have any new material to do on the show, so we were going to see how he came up with his material for this Tonight Show spot. And then at the end of the special, he would actually do the material on The Tonight Show, and that was the idea for the special. And that is what eventually has evolved into this.
Well, in each episode of Seinfeld, we still see Seinfeld doing some of his stand-up act, which is
right.
Usually related in some way to what's been happening to him through the episode.
Right. Basically, the premise of the show is still that we see how Jerry comes up with his material.
How do you work out the differences between the real Jerry Seinfeld and the Jerry Seinfeld character on TV? They have the same name, but I'm sure they're not the same person.
Well, to tell you the truth, they're very close to the same person. Generally, Jerry doesn't do anything on television that he wouldn't do in life. Well, I guess that's not true if I really thought about the shows, but for the most part, they're pretty close. I don't think Jerry would be able to tell you the difference. I can't.
Well, that must be hard to write for, because you could come up with an idea that would be a lot of fun, but Seinfeld could say, yes, but it's not really me.
Well, that happens all the time. I could give you a couple of examples of that.
Yeah, why don't you?
Well, for example, last year we did a show where the they were in a restaurant having dinner, and a menu caught on fire at the next table, and the manager came over to the table and said, "What happened?" And George explained to the manager that the busboy left the menu too close to the candle. A few minutes later, the busboy got a dressing down from the manager and was fired. And then that really started the show, because then George felt that he was responsible for getting the busboy fired. So he had to go to the busboy's apartment, at which point he left the door open and the cat escaped. Well, that idea was initially for Jerry, but Jerry felt like he wouldn't go to the busboy's house, whereas George would go to the busboy's house. You know, little things like that happen all the time.
Why not change the character's name so it's Jerry Schmidt or something, not Jerry Seinfeld, so that he wouldn't have to feel that it has to be him?
Jerry has such an aversion to acting, I think, that he just wants to be himself. And I don't think he could do it if we changed his name.
Now, you used to do stand-up.
Yes, that's true.
When did you start doing it, and what was your act like?
I started doing it in 1975, and it's hard to describe what my act was like, because very often I would leave in the middle of it. As soon as I saw somebody in the audience just make a face, or somebody talk to the person next to them, I would become infuriated and throw the microphone down and leave.
That was it? You just not
and
come
I would,
back?
I would get in fights with the audience if they weren't laughing. I was like the McEnroe of comedy. I couldn't stand adversity. Yeah, but that's pretty much what would happen. I would be in the middle of a show and I would just walk off.
So with a reputation like that, who would hire you?
Nobody. And see, no one. No one would hire me. But I did, I was able to perform at the showcase clubs, because they liked me. They didn't care if I walked off.
They probably weren't paying you anyways, right?
That's exactly the point. Right? Yeah, they weren't.
Why would you walk off? Why were you so easily discouraged when somebody wouldn't laugh or would heckle?
Because I'm a baby. I'm a big baby, and I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand like losing. It was like winning and losing. And if I lost to the audience, I couldn't take it. I would throw the board over.
Well, did you ever kill on stage?
Oh yes, yeah, I did. Yeah, very very often, in fact.
And you'd complete those sets.
Those I would complete, yeah. And that was always an exhilarating feeling for me. And I'm going to do it again, too, so.
You can do stand-up again?
Yes.
Soon?
As soon as the show's over, I think.
So, what was your act like?
It wasn't anything like Jerry's. First of all, it was completely disjointed, very eclectic. I would talk about a lot of really, really personal things, and also a lot of farcical, absurd things. And I can't really say what it was about. It was mostly about me, I guess.
Give me a sense of something really personal that you'd reveal about yourself in the act.
Do you want me to tell you something?
Sure.
Oh, gee. Oh, I don't know. I guess, impotency, maybe. Not that I'm impotent now, but perhaps I would talk about an experience that I had. Things like that.
Well, this helps give me a sense of why you'd walk off. I mean, really, if you're revealing things that are pretty personal and somewhat embarrassing, and somebody doesn't laugh, I could see why you might want to leave.
Oh, so you could understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, there you go.
Yeah, because a lot of comics aren't that personal.
No, well, I don't know. It's It's hard for me to describe my act. I don't really know what it was. It was a lot of the things that you see on the show, too, also. A lot of the situations would you could find in my act, I think.
You were with Saturday Night Live for 84 to 85, is that right?
Yes, yes, one season.
What were some of the sketches you wrote?
They only did, they only put on the air one sketch of mine the entire season.
Which one?
No one in the world wouldn't know what it was, except maybe a few people in my family. The sketch was on, it was the last sketch of a show that Ed Begley Jr. was the host of. And the show, the sketch was on at 5 to 1 in the morning. And Ed Begley Jr. played an architect. And Harry Shearer was the developer. And Harry Shearer was looking over the plans for the new building that Ed Begley had designed. And he saw, he said, he was looking over the blueprint and he said to Ed Begley, what's this thing over here? And Ed Begley said, oh, that's the elevator. And then Harry Shearer said, no, but what's this? And he said, oh, that's a stool for the elevator man to sit. And then Harry Shearer said that a stool? He didn't want his elevator men sitting on stools. And they just got in a fight, and that that was the sketch. It's pretty stupid.
I don't remember it.
No, I'm sure you don't.
Yeah. How is it that you worked there for a whole year and or a whole season and only got one sketch on?
Because Dick Ebersole didn't like my material. He was the executive producer. Dick and I didn't quite get along. Dick and I had a few problems.
Did you feel like, what's the point of staying if your material isn't going to get on?
Yes, yes. In fact, I actually quit the show, and there's a Seinfeld episode that's based on this. One day I walked into Ebersole's office. It was right before one of the shows was about to start. He had cut one of my sketches after dress rehearsal. And I walked up to him right before airtime, 10 minutes before airtime, and I walked up to myself, that's it, I'm finished, I quit, I've had it, I'm never coming back here again, it's over, done, I hate this place, I quit. So I left the building, and I started walking home, and I felt very good. I quit the show, I wasn't going to put up with that, and I got home, and I started thinking about my salary and how much money I was giving up. And I go, let's see, that's 3,000 there, that's 40,000 dollars. What am I out of my mind? I'm going to give this guy $40,000. It's another couple of weeks. What am I, crazy? You know? So on Monday morning, I went back in and pretended that the whole thing never happened. And I went into the meeting. I said good morning to everybody. People gave me some strange looks. And Ebersole never said another word to me about it, so I just continued working there. But I wrote an episode for Seinfeld about it last year when George quit his job.
Larry David, thanks a lot for talking with us. And if I ever get the chance to see you perform live, I'll be sure to laugh.
Yeah, either that or bring your earplugs or a bulletproof vest or something. Well, thanks very much. I enjoyed it.
Larry David co-created Seinfeld and is the former executive producer and head writer of the show.